Well, Stardusties, I reckon it's about that time to cover another haunted house. Today we're talking about Casa Loma in Toronto. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey,
this is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Buongiorno, little Stardusties. Tis I, the librarian of the Akashic Library. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary. Star Queen and Space Pirate. I'm your hostess of the Ghostess, Exie. And as I was saying in the teaser, it's about high time we did a ghost story.
I reckon.
So I scoured the four corners of the internet and came up with Casa Loma in Toronto. Fun tidbit that I did not include in the main story. Parts of the X-Men movies were filmed there. I just learned this after I already recorded the story. But that was really cool, as you can imagine. Being a Star Queen and a space pirate, I do love X-Men. But we'll be getting into Casa Loma in just a little bit. Right now, brace yourself, little Stardusties. It's time for Terrible Tarot!
It's truly terrible.
Well, sugar, the name of this bit is called Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible, you ask? Well, I'm doing a reading, and you probably wouldn't pay me for it.
However, there is a Patreon. Sometimes I do not so terrible on it. Maybe send some money that way.
But, as you can hear, I'm shuffling pretty terribly.
And your cards for today are the Magician reversed, the Hierophant, and the Five of Cups reversed. I can't remember if I do reversals for Terrible Tarot, so today you're getting reversals.
Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards.
Alright, Stardusties, today's Terrible Tarot message. You have just come out of a planning phase, maybe a manifestation phase. It seems like you've just come out of knowing where you want to be. And for some of my Stardusties, this could also be like you've gotten to where you want to be and now you don't know where to go from here, which is perfectly fine. The cards are saying that you are currently still walking a traditional path as far as this goes, and you are seeing things from a traditional standpoint. But here's the thing, Stardusties. You're looking at things from a traditional perspective, but you, my Stardusties, you're not a traditional person. And you shouldn't have to live your life based on the confines of what you deem traditional. The cards are saying to take a good, healthy look around at what you've actually got, what resources you've actually got at your disposal. Because there's probably some in your blind spot that you weren't aware of. And you can pick yourself up and write your path however it fits for you, not what society deems traditional or the right way. Because my Stardusties are special. Normal rules don't apply to us, do they, Stardusties? So start thinking of things from a new perspective, outside of the box. In a way that doesn't necessarily have to apply to everyone, but how it fits your own narrative.
And that was truly terrible.
In today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting, hope is being able to see that there is light despite all the darkness. And the Great Wide Web attributes that quote to Desmond Tutu. In today's bizarre headlines,
maybe not headlines, kind of a combination of headlines. On the day I'm recording this, it is February 12th, 2023. The United States has just shot down a unidentified aerial phenomenon over Alaska. The Canadian government has also shot down a unidentified aerial phenomenon. Let's just call them UFOs. And currently, as I look through the news, China is saying that they have unidentified flying objects, aerial phenomena, over their airspace. This is from Reuters. A U.S. F-22 shot down an unidentified cylindrical object over Canada on Saturday. And this just happens to be a few days after we shot down a surveillance balloon we assumed to be from China. The article goes on to say, the U.S. military also scrambled fighter jets in Montana to investigate a radar anomaly that triggered a brief federal closure of airspace. A different article, as I am reading the news here. China spots UFO over its waters near Qingdao, and they're planning to shoot it down. Now, exactly a month before I am reading this, Russia had just shot down a UFO over their airspace. And this feels really weird because I don't normally do ongoing, continuing investigations. However, the subject is very relevant to the show, and if you're still here by the time this episode airs, I'll likely have more news for you on all of these UFO reports. Sorry, UAP reports. I'm just kind of curious, why now? I mean, what's going on? Aside from the fact that the Earth's core has stopped spinning, we may have lost a chunk of our sun, and the threat of nuclear war is very real. Wonder why the aliens would be visiting. If indeed they are aliens, and not some rival country's impressive and strange technology. I'm gonna let my Stardusties decide this one for themselves. But I thought it was an interesting story. Especially since nobody's panicking. Can I panic? Do I have permission to panic? Just a little? Very unusual, not normal things happening in our sky. Little concerned, not gonna lie. And I'm a little disconcerted that not more people are concerned. If I haven't frightened you, my little Stardusties, I'm gonna go and investigate more UFOs. Hope you don't mind waiting for just a tick.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Casa Loma in Toronto, Canada is a very popular tourist location. With 98 rooms, a library, and a tunnel from the stable to the castle, Casa Loma is essentially a castle right there, smack dab in Midtown Toronto. It was built in 1911 by Sir Henry Pallett. And Sir Henry Pallett was a Canadian soldier who was notable for bringing hydroelectricity to Toronto. Rumor has it, he built the castle for his beloved wife, Lady Mary Pallett. Being such a large and impressive architecture, in the middle of a modern city, Casa Loma was not immune to the birth of stories of spiritual encounters. Like every good haunted place,
Staff and guests at Casa Loma claim to see a lady in white. Isn't there always a lady in white? She's typically seen on the second floor, but has also been known to be spotted in the basement. Investigative team, Canada's Most Haunted, believe she is the spirit of a maid who probably passed away during the influenza pandemic in the early 1900s. Both guests and cafeteria staff have reported seeing her cleaning as staff is cleaning up at the end of the day. The ghost of Sir Henry Pellet has been seen wandering around Casa Loma. There was one occasion where a little boy was at an outside event, and he ran up to tell a staff member that there was a man standing in the second story window. This, of course, rattled staff, because nobody was supposed to be on the second story. The second floor was supposed to be on lockdown. So they asked the child to describe the gentleman, and somebody on staff realized he was describing Sir Henry Pellet, who had been deceased. They showed the little boy a picture of Sir Henry Pellet, and the little boy replied, "That's him! Why is he so mad?" Had the ghost of Sir Henry Pellet been glaring angrily at the people outside of his castle? Sir Henry's wife, Lady Mary Pellet, is also reported as one of the ghosts. The investigative team, Canada's Most Haunted, attempted to record her room to detect any paranormal activity. They left a camera in her room to record, and when they returned, the tape, because it was one of those tape recording cameras, the tape was missing. Now, the Canada's Most Haunted team member who put the camera in there was with a staff member who was a self-proclaimed skeptic. So the skeptical staff member was right there, and he saw the team member put a tape into the tape recorder and verify it was recording before they walked out, and the staff member locked the door. The researcher, when they came back and didn't find the tape, said, "I got nothing." And to this day, the tape has never been recovered. But the investigative team tried again with a different camera, one that had a hard drive storage. So they set the camera up, and they verified it was recording. And when they came back, they discovered that this camera had shut itself off after 10 minutes. Perhaps Lady Mary was a bit camera shy. Some guests have reported hearing the disembodied laughter of children. Some people have reported a gardener tending to the garden in the interior conservatory who just looks and feels a little out of place. There is a TikTok user named Catherine the Great who said that while she was at Casa Loma, she was down in the furnace room when she encountered a spirit that seemed to be about 14 years old. The spirit approached her and told her he had died in that furnace and that he was now lost. The tunnels are said to be really active. Like I said, there was a tunnel going from the stable to the castle. And there are reports of a grumpy voice bouncing around those tunnels. The voice has been known to sigh and mimic things in a grumpy voice. And he's just known for making generally displeased sounds, sometimes with great comedic timing. The tunnels are also a very popular location for guests to say that they feel watched or uneasy. And one medium was talking about ghosts while standing down in those tunnels.
And they picked up on the grumpy, displeased voice and said, "Oh, he's a horrible person." To which all the witnesses heard the grumpy voice mimic the medium and say, "Oh, he's a horrible person." The researchers for Canada's Most Haunted have said it's always the same tone to the voice. And they believe the grouchy tunnel guy is actually an intelligent haunting. They said they jokingly refer to him as Mr. Happy. Again, in the tunnels, some guests have reported feeling grabbed or their hair pulled. And one TikTok user named Hauntingly Krista has reported that her aunt was observed by staff as being pushed down a set of stairs in those tunnels. And when she came back to show Krista where she was standing when the ghost pushed her, Krista herself was also pushed by an unseen force on those very same stairs. Luckily, neither of them were injured, or if they were injured, they were able to get up. Casa Loma is currently open to tourists. They have a few restaurants on the property. There's a museum. The gardens are open to tourists. Sometimes they host events like live music. I think they have like a Halloween celebration. They are also a wedding venue. And I might be mistaken, but I think they have paranormal tours available to the public. For more information, check out casaloma.ca. That is casaloma.ca for Canada. So what do you think, little Stardusties? Do you believe a place can be haunted? Especially such a booming tourist attraction. Do you think spirits wander the halls and surprise tourists and staff alike? Or are you more inclined to believe that sometimes we invent great stories because we're in a great-looking location or a mysterious, spooky location? Do you think we project the haunts because of what we want? Do you have any of your own ghost stories? Or any paranormal stories at all? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Show us your support by visiting patreon.com/starqueenparanormal and donating what you feel like you feel compelled to donate. And so, Stardusties, it is an old belief in the American South that a certain shade of blue would keep the ghosts away. It's called haint blue. If you paint it haint, then a ghost there ain't. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight and continue existing as you would, my dudes.